The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for January 17th. Today's word is farouche, spelled F-A-R-O-U-C-H-E. Farouche is an adjective that means unruly or disorderly. It's a synonym of the word wild. It can also mean marked by shyness and lack of social graces. Here's the word used in a sentence from the Sunday Express by Michael Arditti. Jeremy Irons's natural mode as an actor is fastidious rather than farouche, but he perfectly captures James Tyrone's professional extravagance and personal meanness. In French, the word farouche can mean wild or shy, just as it does in English. It is an alteration of the old French word forache, which derives from the late Latin word forasticus, meaning living outside, from the Latin word foras, meaning outdoors. In its earliest English uses, in the middle of the 18th century, farouche was used to describe someone who was awkward in social situations, perhaps as one who has lived apart from groups of people. The word can also mean disorderly, as in farouche ruffians out to cause trouble. With your word of the day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.